This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Tomorrow night, President Obama is scheduled to address both houses of Congress and the American people. He'll deliver his sixth State of the Union address. Over the last few weeks, he's put forward a series of new policy proposals. The latest one is tax reform. The president wants a new tax credit for families in which both parents work. He also wants bigger, simpler tax credits for childcare, college, and retirement. The administration wants to pay for that with higher taxes on what it calls the wealthiest. The wealthiest people, with tax hikes on capital gains and inheritance, but also the wealthiest banks. Marketplace's Stan Alcorn explains.
It's not just taxing the rich banks in order to spend on the poor middle class. It's taxing the debt of the 100 or so richest banks. That's money borrowed by the banks. The administration wants to take 7 cents for every $100 owed, which could add up to $110 billion.
In principle, this is the right direction to go.
Anand Admati, professor of finance and economics at Stanford, says it's not just about raising money. It's about changing a tax code which has it backwards on borrowing.
The more debt they use, the less tax they pay.
That's a problem for banks in particular, because more debt means more leverage, bigger bets with other people's money, the kind that caused the last financial crisis. That's why Obama proposed this tax 5 years ago.
We want our money back, and we're going to get it. And that's why I'm proposing a financial crisis responsibility fee.
This fee was dead on arrival in 2010, but that doesn't dissuade Admati.
Well, we have a lot of good ideas that somehow die, so to bring them back is a good thing.
The big banks do not think it's such a good thing. One of their powerful lobbying organizations, the ABA, sent out a statement saying, quote, it is completely at odds to want more jobs while hurting banks that finance the business growth necessary to create them. So what are this proposal's chances?
I think it has no shot.
Joel Slemrod is an economist who directs the Office of Tax Policy Research at the University of Michigan.
We're that many years farther from the financial crisis, and I think the urgency of this kind of policy is lower.
With both houses of Congress controlled by the Republicans, Slemrod says we can expect a bill that includes tax increases, especially on the big banks, to share the fate of its predecessor, death. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.